Please turn your Bibles to Psalm 119 as we continue a series of messages on the rallying cry, rallying around God's Word. And our theme verse for this series of messages is Psalm 119, 105. Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Now please look beginning at verse 25 of Psalm 119. Verse 25, my soul clings to the dust. Revive me according to your word. I have declared my ways, and you answered me. Teach me your statutes. Make me to understand the way of your precepts. So shall I meditate on your wonderful works. My soul melts from heaviness. Strengthen me according to your word. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me your law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Your judgments I have laid before me. I cling to your testimonies. O Lord, do not put me to shame. I will run the course of your commandments, for you shall enlarge my heart. Let us go to him in prayer. Lord, we do thank you so much to have your word. We thank you, Lord, for your grace to allow us to live in this age of grace where we have both the old covenant and the new covenant in our very hands so that we can know you personally as Lord and Savior of our lives and have a relationship with you, Almighty Holy God, through the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to live in these latter days. Help us, Lord, to be a witness for you. Help us to stand with your word. Please speak through me this morning to the church, because I'm nothing without you. For the praise of your glory, in the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated this morning. The rallying cry. We are told in America that we need to rally around many things. But we, the church, the born-again believers, the called-out ones, we need to return to God's Word. When we say we need to go back to God, what does that really mean? It means to you and I that we return to what God says. That we return to God's Word. That is to return back to God. To go back to what He says and what He says be the authority in our lives. So we need to rally around God's Word. If God's people in America would go back to what God says, you know, America would straighten out. America would straighten out if the church would return back to what God says and not what man says. So rallying around God's Word, we're looking at this morning, increasing to a strong faith with the Word of God. It is with the Word of God that we have a strong faith. It is believing what God says that increases our faith. You see, the Word of God strengthens a life of faith. It strengthens our life. We have recorded in the New Testament, in the New Covenant, how Jesus, when He was fixing to begin His earthly ministry, that the Spirit of God led Him into the wilderness. And in that wilderness of life, in this wilderness, the devil himself came and tempted our Lord and Savior. And during this temptation of Jesus, the devil quoted Scripture, but he twisted it. You know, you can know the Bible and still not believe what it says. And the devil twisted Scripture to the Word that became flesh, the Lord Jesus Christ. You know what Jesus did during these temptations? He quoted Scripture right back to the devil. He said, look at it. Look at it there in the New Testament, in Matthew and in Mark. Jesus said, it is written. In other words, Jesus, as our Savior and Lord, is also our example. Jesus didn't make up something of His own to confront the devil or to stand against the devil. Jesus Himself said, it is written. So He used Scripture and quoted Scripture. And He was as our example to show us how to live by faith. And He confronted and withstood temptation with the Word of God. So you and I, with God's help, when we are tempted, we need to be in God's Word. We need to hide His Word in our heart that we may not sin against Him. That we should have the light of God's Word to show us the path in life that we ought to take. So Jesus Himself used Scripture to withstand temptation. In Hebrews chapter 11 in the New Testament, this chapter is called the Heroes chapter, Heroes of the Faith. And in Hebrews chapter 11, when it speaks of the heroes of faith, it begins each statement when it speaks of someone. It says, by faith Noah, by faith Abel, by faith Moses, by faith Abraham, and so on as it mentions the heroes of faith. But you know what? At the very beginning of this chapter, of Hebrews chapter 11, it begins by saying that we know how the worlds were formed and we know certain things because of God's Word, because of it is written. So you see, to have a faith, a strong faith like the heroes of faith, we must first and foremost do what? Believe what God says. We must believe the Bible. We must believe the Word of God. So it strengthens a life of faith to be in Scripture and simply believe what God says. Since I've been in the ministry, I've come across many people that are, I would call, spiritual giants. People that most of the time, I want to know what they're saying. Most of the time, I want to, as their pastor, I'm there to minister with them, but I want to know how God is speaking to them and speaking into their lives. They're spiritual giants. But you know what? The people I'm talking about, many of them are gone on to be with the Lord now. Why? Because they would be in their weakest times of life. Weak physically, sometimes weak mentally. But yet, they had such faith that they believed God, they trusted God with their very lives, and they were spiritual giants, even though physically they were not strong anymore. You see, faith is clinging to God's Word. Faith is believing God's Word. Faith is standing upon God's Word. That's faith. That's faith. So, to make our faith stronger, to withstand the temptations of life and of the devil, and to withstand and be strong in those weak times in life, be in God's Word. Stay with God's Word. Read God's Word. Study God's Word. Meditate on it. The psalmist said here in 119, in these verses, verse 28, he says, my soul melts from heaviness. He is in a state of depression. He is in a low state in life. And yet he says, strengthen me according to your word, God. Strengthen me. Jesus said if we would just have the faith of a grain of a mustard seed in believing what He says, we would be strong. So the psalmist said, strengthen me according to your word. So the word of God strengthens a life of faith. Also, the word of God stabilizes a life of faith. Verse 28 again. My soul melts. My soul is heavy. My soul is in a low state. What's our soul? Our being, our thoughts, our emotions is our soul. And sometimes in the heat of the battle of life, we can become heavy, we can become low, but yet in those times in life is when we can really be stable, because that is when we ought to be in God's Word. Reading it and believing it. You see, God's Word brings comfort in those times in life, and it stabilizes. You know, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, turn with me there to Matthew chapter 7. I love how Jesus finishes this last part of this Sermon on the Mount, that we have what Jesus said in this sermon that He preached. And this is one of those favorite passages of the Scripture where Jesus says, in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 and 25, He says, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. On a rock. Even in the storms and the wind and the rain, beating on that life, the house is the life. Yet it was founded on the rock. Why? Because that life heard what Jesus said and believed the words of God. So it stabilizes a life. You know, we sang a minute ago, standing on the promises of God. When you stand on the promises of God, I assure you, according to God's Word, your life will stabilize. You will be on firm foundation. Your footing would be firm if you would stay and get in God's Word and stay in God's Word. It's building your life on God's Word and what God says. The Christian comedian and music artist Mark Lowry tells a story about being in a houseboat. The dock that his houseboat was at, he did not know at the time, but afterwards it was named Tornado Alley. And he and his family was in this houseboat, and a tornado came that night, and he, you know, as a comedian, he described how the boat was going back and forth and how he saw other boats being lifted up in the sky, and he was saying, wow, and then scared and saying, oh, God, help me. And can you just imagine being in a tornado in a houseboat? And after it was over the next morning, he went to where they met and drank coffee in the mornings. And he walks in and was drinking coffee, and it realized, it dawned on him as all the group was talking about the tornado of last night, that he said, and quote, I'm quoting him, he says, had I knew I'd lived through it, if I would have known I would have lived through it, I would have enjoyed it more. You can look it up on YouTube, Mark Lowry. But he said, I would have enjoyed it because the boat was like a roller coaster. It was actually fun, but he was scared to death through it. And I relate that to my life. And standing on God's Word and how God's Word stabilizes our lives. And you know what? You may be going through the toughest time of your life right now. You may be having a hurricane experience in life right now. But you know what? You're going to make it. You're going to make it. And in times in my life, when I think back, I said, you know what? If I would have just known I was going to live through that, I would have tried a little harder to enjoy life through it. I would have had fun through it. You see, a life that is grounded in God's Word, a life that believes God, you're going to make it. You know why? This may sound harsh, but I know heads I win, tails I win in life. You know why? So someday when this flesh is no longer living, I'm going to be in the presence of God anyway. Heads I win, tails I win. I cannot lose in life because of Jesus and my faith in what Jesus has said. So you may be going through a tornado or a hurricane right now, but you're going to live through it. You're going to be okay. Keep trusting in God. Keep trusting in what God says. Enjoy life. Enjoy today. Praise God today because it's a day that He's made. He's made it. So the Word of God stabilizes a life of faith. Also, the Word of God secures a life of faith. Security. Some cannot enjoy those experiences in life. You know why? Because they don't know if they're saved or not. They're saved one day and they're lost the next. Saved one day, lost the next. I don't see how you can live that way. I know that I've been born again. I know that Jesus died on the cross for my sins and I have turned to Him for forgiveness. You're only going to die one time. You know that? Read Hebrews. A life grounded in God's Word is secure. Because a life grounded in God's Word says in Matthew, listen to what Jesus said in Matthew 13. And I'm just going to read one of these statements. Also, you can jot down Revelation chapter 1, chapter 2, and chapter 3 with this statement. You know, the churches have warnings that we should not allow certain things, but that's another whole message. But listen to what Jesus says in Matthew 13, verse 9. He says, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear," with the exclamation point. These are spiritual ears. It is in God's Word and listening to what God says to you through His Word. You see, a life that is in God's Word, a life of faith, is so secure in that you can actually hear God speak to you through His Word. You read it and say, "Oh God, thank you. That brings me comfort right now. Oh God, thank you. That has corrected my error. I repent. I turn to you. Oh God, thank you for your Word. I praise you for your Word, how it speaks to me." It is so secure when you are in God's Word. You don't have to worry about if you're lost or saved. Get in God's Word. It secures a life. It secures a family. A family who actually places God's Word as the authority of their family is secure. Now, if you want to place your security in Oprah Winfrey or Dr. Feelgood, go right ahead. But mine is in God's Word. That's my security. It also secures a church. Oh, you know, I'm not talking about y'all, okay? But griping and complaining over the things that don't matter. Criticism, as we studied in Sunday school. Folks, if a church would get in God's Word, it would stabilize. If the church in America would get in God's Word, we would stabilize and be a mighty force for Jesus Christ. By the way, that's what we ought to be. Did y'all know that? It stabilizes. You would not carry your feelings on your shoulder if you were in God's Word daily. Did y'all know that? And if you catch me with my feelings on my shoulder, say, Pastor, get in God's Word. You tell me. Word of God secures. It brings great security. Why? Because we are hearing Him. We're listening to Him. We're walking with Him daily. You know, I have to confess, those times in my life that I have really messed up, I wasn't in God's Word like I ought to be. The times in my life that I hit a home run, it was because I was in God's Word. And many times when you hear God speaking to your spirit, someone else will come along and say, you know what? This is what's happening to me. And you say, wow, that's what God is saying. Because you're in God's Word. Brings great security. So, you know, in the latter days, listen to 2 Timothy chapter 4. Folks, we're in latter days. I don't know when Jesus is coming back, but I do know we ought to be looking for Him. We ought to be worshiping in such a way that Jesus could come back today. We ought to be in God's Word because Jesus could come back today. But listen to this letter written to the church. It's not written to lost people outside the church that's doing their own thing, but it's written to the church. And listen to what the letter says about the latter days. It says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, beginning in verse 3, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables." To fables. Instead of listening to what God says, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says." They turn aside and listen to fables instead of God's Word. If anything else is authority in your life, besides God's Word, you have turned aside to fables. I don't care what the Pope writes. I don't care what any big religious leader writes, Confucius or some other dude over there. It matters what God says. God says. Not Joseph Smith. Not any of those demonic dudes. That's a new name, demonic dude. Just made that one. Just came to me. It matters what God says. What God says. But in the latter days, they'll turn aside. And having itching ears, instead of listening what the Spirit of God says through His Word, they'll listen to others. I want to know what God says. If you want to know what God says, get in His Word. And we call it the Bible. Amen? The Bible. Now in Romans chapter 10, for you to really love God's Word, and what I mean by loving God's Word is, you know, it is life. It's the living Word. It's the living Word. It is quick and powerful. For you to love God's Word, you must first know the one who wrote it. And for us to know the one who wrote it, it says in Romans chapter 10, a chapter of Scripture that speaks about confessing Jesus as Lord and believing in your heart. And it says in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Go and study this whole chapter. Study the whole book. But in context, it is speaking of the plain, simple gospel message that Jesus came, lived without sin. Jesus bore our sins on an old rugged cross, and He died on that cross because you and I could not die for our sins. He died because only He is the perfect sacrifice. And He died, and they buried Him, and He rose again, and He ascended up on high. He is the only one mediator between God and man. And that same Jesus that ascended up, He's coming back again. That's the gospel. And for you to be born again, for you to hear what God says, you must believe the gospel, because anything else is a fable. It is a lie. It is a fairy tale. You must place your faith in the one true and living God. His name is Jesus Christ. That's the gospel. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. A little baby can't do it. You must consciously and without shame receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And sir, if you have done that, you would not be ashamed. You would follow the Lord in believers' baptism. Why do we go out of our way? Because it shows what Jesus has done for them. That's faith. And if you were in God's Word and not in fables, you would believe it. Believe it. That's the only way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. It's all about Jesus. This book is about Jesus. Place your faith in Him. Let's pray. Lord, we do thank You for Your precious Word. Oh God, in these days, may Cooper Baptist Church be in Your Word and teach Your Word and love Your Word. Meditate on Your Word daily. May we rally around what You say. God, may You receive all glory. Please help me, Lord God, to be in Your Word. In the name of Jesus, we ask it. Amen.